Well, it all started from when I, you know, tamari ki tonu ana, timo timo ana ki te reke reke waku waku matua. So it started when I was a kid, really. My parents were into kapahaka. They were into a social club, social kapahaka team. And they used to drag me along to practice, you know, and I used to pick up rākau, pick up waiata there. So it really started from a young age for me. But as I progressed through life, and started to fall more in love with the art. I guess when I hit around about 14, I was fortunate to engage with the likes of Irirangi Tiaki Awa and Mavis Tūoro, and then be a part of the Te Rautahi whānau. But again, as I developed in the world of kapahaka, the art of kapahaka, I met the wehi whānau, you know, and from there, it just, they really took my love, my passion, my knowledge in the art of kapahaka to another level. Nui rā atu nā koranga. E kore mutu ngā mihi ki o mātou pau, koro rāua ko nēn. Everything that they've done, not only for me and my whānau on a personal level, but also on a professional level, it's really because of koro rāua ko nēn, I am where I am today, and I am the person I am today, and why I am passing all of the knowledge that I've gained, I'm passing on to, you know, our kaihaka back up home, and that's why I do this for mahi. You know, without their teachings, without all of their inspirational quotes, and their love and passion, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today. So, you know, I'm taking them on stage, as well as all of my iwi, my hapu, my own whānau as well. So, yeah. Well, I think on a personal level, my most memorable moment would be being asked by the whānau to lead Te Waka Huia in 2007 at Te Matsutini Ki Rangitāne. So for me, that was certainly an honour. You know, it's an honour that few will ever get the chance to do. So that on a personal level, but on a more, I guess, a general level, the most memorable campaign for me was 1986, and watching Koro Bub do his whai kōrero at the beginning of the whakaeke there, where he acknowledged all of the iwi, all of the kapa, all of the rohe. That there set off my love for Te Waka Huia in 1986, you know, ko nuku tere te waka, ko te tangata arunga, ko te whironui. I can recite that whai kōrero, but and even now when I watch it, it still gives me goosebumps, you know, hi taratarana te kiri. And that there was the most memorable general moment for me, you know. off stage, there's been lots, but, you know, he kōrero anō tērā. Now for me, I think kapahaka is in a good place right now, and it will be for many, many generations to come. In terms of me having another 100 years in the tank, I don't think so, because I can't keep up with these young fellas that are coming through these days. You know, gone are the days where you know, where us old fellas can start running around. The big mihi to all of the kapa, to all of the kapa that are standing here at Te Matsutini Ki Here Taonga, Te Kahu o Te Amorangi, because, you know, for 25 minutes on stage, we make a lot of sacrifices. We sacrifice our whānau, you know, our kids, you know, we got to waihoki te kāinga while mummy and daddy go to practice. And so just a big mihi to all our babysitters, just a big mihi to all of our kaikuki, our cooks that come in and cook for our kapa rōpū. Just a big mihi to everybody that, you know, that fundraisers to be here, our kapa from Australia as well, you know, that's huge, them, you know, travelling across from Australia to come here and participate, but they do it for the love of kapa, they do it for the love of their culture, our culture. And so I just want to mihi to everybody for all of those sacrifices that they've made, to all of the behind the scenes people that, you know, that stood behind us to help us to be here today. Just good luck to everybody on stage.